Welcome again to Sunsplash Mix Show. I'm Selecta Princess.
I am Ja Prince, and we have another special guest as we're moving into the video stage 2020 for Sunsplash Mix Show. Now, this guy has a lot of talent, but you know, everybody say that. But based on talent, like just talent alone, let me introduce Edley Shine. Edley Shine, Wagwa.
Much respect, much respect. Yo, big up, and it's been a long time. I know y'all been supporting all my endeavors all these years, and it's good to see you guys' face and talk to you guys, and thank y'all personally for all the coverage, all the spins, and just highlighting me as a solo artist, because it's been a long road, and you guys have been one of the champions for the Big Vice brand. Much respect.
He has to start right there. Big Vice. Let's be very, very clear about the big voice. And that was like a little hashtag. It was a little moniker. So explain to some people the same way artists have to reinvent themselves. You know, some of your fans had to catch up with that and say, no. But the thing that's consistent is the big voice.
Right. Most definitely. You know, coming from, for those who don't know, I was in the group Born Jamaicans back in the 90s. And, you know, coming from just the moderate success that we had with the group, because everybody thinks that our group was like some triple platinum, like Fugees. No, Born Jamaicans was like a cult type of group that kind of had an organic thing. The way that it was presented, because we were on BET and we had a couple radio spins and everything, they thought we was this big group. So I always like to dispel that myth that, come on, them youth, they're rich. Them don't have it from long time. Nah. But we did. We were rich in spirit and rich in fan base. I must say that. And then after the group disbanded and being a solo artist and moonlighting as a writer, producer for years before I ever got the chance to start my own music, just now in 2020, I was able to put out, you know, 6 songs and say, hey, this is me, and it's all based on talent. I'm not signed to anyone. I don't have a rich uncle or some cousins on the block that gave me a bag and said, yeah, go put your music out. No, I had to actually work my 9-to-5 and save my money and buy studio and buy video equipment and then come up with plan and hire PR, big up to Flair, big up to MPR, big up to Wendy, and said, hey, this is my body of work that I want to present as myself. That's why there's no features on it or anything, because I just wanted people to hear me in my raw form and listen to the songwriting and the delivery and judge for themselves. Am I the weak sense or am I the core of what they've been hearing all this time?
Definitely a 5-track EP, and the bonus is the 6th song, right?
Right, correct.
So the first single was Babylon Breeze.
Right.
You had a virtual listening party. How was that experience for you?
Well, the virtual listening party was just me and, you know, people that were close in my circle, a couple family members, and everybody just gave it to me raw. Some people was feeling it. Some people didn't really understand the change in my direction because they were so used to hearing the singer and then me coming in with the roughneck. The Beauty and the Beast sound, and they didn't really pay attention to my evolution or the fact that I was actually a songwriter and conceptualizer, the things that I added to the group dynamics. So in the listening party, I got good feedback, I got bad feedback, but everybody said, hey, it sounds good, let's see what happens. But I can happily say today marks 100,000 streams on Spotify alone. That's not outside of all the other, you know, streaming platforms. Now, 100,000 streams, if you break it down industry-wise, that's not a lot of money. That's not even a lot of sales. But the fact that 100,000 people clicked on my music 100,000 times, and it's just me organically putting music out. Imagine if an actual record company or an actual label or an actual investor had invested in my project, where would it be right now? But, you know, you have to show and prove in this industry. Everybody kind of just doubts everything you do until you show them the numbers and you show them that when I do put out music, I get results. So from the listening party to where I am today, it's been, you know, it's been a positive response and success.
All right. Well, you have some great producers. So let us know who you teamed up with to produce this 5-track EP and bonus.
Okay, so the EP was produced by Rose Summers. Rose Summers is a young producer in Jamaica. A lot of artists in Jamaica know about Rose Summers, but he's more, he likes to play the background. So he's like an engineer, songwriter, vocal arranger. and overall conceptualize as far as, and he can produce dancehall, country, R&B, trap, one drop reggae. He's just like an overall, like a Kanye West in Jamaica. And he's worked with Coffee, he's worked with Bob's Cartel, he's worked with Protege, he's worked with so many of the current artists that are out here. But they never mention his name really, because, you know, in Jamaica, if you're in the studio, even if you're throwing lines and helping people arrange stuff, you're just a work for hire musician. Until you bust on your own, you know, nobody's gonna really mention what you contribute to their career. But I am the type of person, I would loud him up and I would say, yo, Roe Summers is that guy. Along with Roe, Rhythm Boss. Rhythm Boss produced Scorched Earth for Cartel. As we've done stuff, he's got his own Island Wave record label. And I met him through Roe, and he gave me the rhythm for Big Mon Ting and Parked Up. So it was dope working with Rhythm Boss, you know, and I just love to see his ascension from the time we worked to where he is now. He has grown immensely. So big up to Rhythm Boss, anywhere you at in the world.
I like that. I like that. Like you said, showing love and showing respect to everybody who's in the industry that you come across, keeping your name out of those rags and, you know, they mix up. You know what I mean?
Let's
get back to, like you said, based on talent, raw talent, refined talent, mature talent. Like, so how would you really explain to people? When I say based on talent, like, it's not just I can, you know, hear things and melodies and write rhymes. It is all of that combined for this EP.
All of it combined, because you guys work in this industry and you know that it's a lot of factors that contribute to an artist's success. You know, number one factor is how much backative and how much money they got to reach the most people at one time. That's the key to anybody's success, whether you have talent or not. You don't have the infrastructure and the team, you're gonna fall flat. They call it releasing music to an empty room. The room is going to be empty. But why I named it based on talent is because it's only my will and my talent that got me to this point in music, in business, in family life, in everything. It's me being talented enough to know that, hey, step back, find your avenues, make a game plan, put your stuff on a whiteboard, right? Write it out. Me being able to convert myself back from being this astute, big artist and born Jamaicans and humbling myself to know that, hey, you're a new artist again. Nobody don't care about what you did from 93 to 98. It's 2020. There have been generations that have jumped leaps and bounds. There's a new mindset as far as music. You have to have the talent within yourself to humble yourself to know that, hey, in order for you to make an impact in this, these are the steps and the things you have to do. And at the end of the day, it's your drive and your talent that's going to get you where you want to go. That's what's going to make people want to spend money on you. So it's all based on talent at the end of the day.
Stripped down to the core. And speaking of core, your song Factory Girl says a lot.
Factory Skin,
Factory Skin, sorry. It's about the ladies. I love the video.
Thank you. Thank you. And I shot my videos on my own. It was just me and Ro. I bought camera equipment, lights, and everything to Jamaica, because when I was talking to videographers down there to work, they were trying to charge me crazy money to do videos.
Yeah.
I had to know that within myself, hey, I know some of the mechanics to make videos. So I said, instead of me eating one big meal with one video, buy your own equipment and learn the ropes so that you can do videos for all your songs if you feel like it.
You invested in yourself.
Right.
Have been invested for yourself, but even more so in this time. That's superb.
Yeah. And Factory Skin is just, as we know, stripper culture is mainstream right now in America and in the pop atmosphere. I won't even say America, worldwide, you know. Yeah. Body augmentation, the looks, the social media hype of how women look. And I just came up in a time where, you know, naturalness was essentialness, and women didn't care about, you know, getting this fixed and getting that fixed. They work with what God gave them. So I just wanted to make my ode to that. I know a lot of younger people probably be like, shoot, if I paid for it, it's mine. I'm fixed up. I'm going to look good.
No.
Respect to them for that. But the Factory Skin that you came with, the original manufacture part, is what God wanted you to have, and you should be happy with that. So that's all that song is about. And I'm glad the real women out there can appreciate that song and the direction.
Love it.
Yeah. So that's what it is right now. We only had him for a couple of minutes right now. This is the new improved Truversation, because it's not a conversation that we're having with Edley Shine. Now, we're going to have to go into some more topics when we bring you back for participation number two, because we need to talk about, but there's other things that people were doing during the pandemic. But what you were doing, like you said, invested in yourself, reading more books, Googling, networking. How do people see, like, the Jamaica Music Conference? Like, you're supposed to have a publicist now. You need a manager, you know. You need a budget.
Accountant. Right.
Accountant, lawyer.
Absolutely. All of this is, that goes into how effective you're going to be when the music comes out, because it's so easy to make the music right now. All you need is a laptop, a couple plugins, and somebody with the know-it-all that knows how to operate everything. And you can actually put a project together with that. But then once the project is done and you have the music, how do you get it to the influencers? How do you even make influencers pay attention to you? They're getting thousands and thousands of songs every day. But right. So what makes you stand out? The visuals make you stand out. The promo that you do on social media, and people don't do that. Even record companies not doing it. A lot of companies will just throw your songs on streaming services and then wait for something to happen. It doesn't just magically happen. You don't get on Spotify playlist just on your own because your song is good. You don't
That's get right.
an Apple title. None of these streaming services promote or market your music. You have to do that yourself. So a lot of artists is not hip to that. But I must say that a lot of the dancehall artists in Jamaica have people behind the scenes that know this system and have been working it very well. That's why you're seeing a lot of the young artists in Jamaica have millions of views on YouTube, millions of streams, and they're actually eating from their dancehall releases coming out organically through Jamaica. Even though Jamaica doesn't buy music, but they do stream it and watch it and hype it up to the rest of the world. So,
But Brand Jamaica is definitely an influencer, and we can always encourage our friends and family globally to purchase playlists, stream, give the gift of music, or even talk about it, chat about it.
I mean, even for me, I don't think I've got one spin in Jamaica off my EP. Not to my knowledge. I haven't got one spin, but I have got media coverage, and I have people on the ground that knows about my product. And they're waiting. I know they're waiting for the big splash. When it comes to me, I'm an American dancehall artist.
Yes, sir.
They're not going to give me the organic grown push that you see them give a lot of their homegrown artists. And I understand that. But at the same time, I use the highlights that I gain in the world and circle back to Jamaica and be like, hey, this is what's going on with me. I'm still representing the culture, and I'm still one of you. So it's either you can highlight me now, or I will make something in the future that you will be forced to highlight.
That's right.
I'm always working towards a better tomorrow. And I know Jamaica is a different animal as far as even getting any type of highlight from them.
Yeah, that is what it is. But that's why sometimes you got to maintain the big voice, maintain the remix culture when you need. Get in the Soundboy version, still vice the doubly at them. You know what I mean?
Always.
Conduct the interviews very professionally. So we got to salute you for all those things. And then again, for those who we said support the soul. So where do they purchase and stream your content right now?
All right. So for the people who don't have a subscription to the streaming services, my EP is available on SoundCloud and it's available on AudioMac. These are free services. You just make an account and you can find any music. And it still counts towards my sales. So if you're in anywhere in the world where you're not off credit card, so you can't buy no subscription. SoundCloud, AudioMac. Now, for my people in the rest of the world, the buy-in public, Apple, Spotify, Tidal, Deezer, all these different distribution centers have my EP up. My Factory Skin video is on Vivo. Babylon Breeze is on YouTube. And the only reason why I couldn't put Babylon Breeze out on a major scale is because it has elements of someone's copyright. And I have to respect that. So Babylon Breeze video is out on YouTube. Watch it. Just Google Edley Shine. Everything comes up.
That's how it got to be. So don't go Google Big Vice Eddie. All right, none of them trying to The ones that Medley Shine.
Medley Shine. Tony Mataron called me Medley Shine for like 10 years before I finally saw him. It's like, no, my name is Ed Lee Shine. I say, oh, no, watch yourself. Yeah, my Lee's here still. Oh, man.
And but we know how Maggie stays, so we certainly want to thank.
One of my favorite selectors in the world, most definitely, yes. Man. I love Maggie.
Yeah. And he certainly made his mark, and you have too, because you were here pre-Cranium, you're here pre-Hood Celebrity, and, right. You know, we salute your contribution as well to this industry. And thanks for being on Sunsplash Mix Show.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate the love. And keep doing what y'all are doing, keeping reggae music vibrant all over the globe. Yazid, big respect. Yo, what a big vice. Ed LeShine, and you're watching the Sunsplash Mix Show with Ja Prince and Selecta Princess. Yazid, what a big vice. Ed LeShine.